Quarter to six, time for the best 5 minutes of the day. Our buddy Jason Cairns, his fourth year in the midst, already the middle of the fourth year you've been doing this. Thank you, friend.
Yeah. It's been good to do this year in and year out. Be able to celebrate your the fourth birthday, the fourth time on the air with you, I think.
So yeah.
I suppose there's been some weekends in there, but...
Thank you. I appreciate that. Yeah, 59. The honest sentiment is like, well, I don't really want to be 59, but I'll take it over the alternative. Which, yes, I know as Christians, to live as Christ, to die as gain, absolutely agree with Philippians 1:21. And yet, you know, still, I mean, we don't have any other choice on aging. Like, you're either aging or you're not, right? So.
Right. That's exactly right. Yes.
But you do as good a job as anybody I know who, you know, just kind of in a fun way leading up to your own birthday, just kind of openly, just being very open about, hey, you know what, I like celebrating it, and it's 24 hours and it goes like that. So, yeah, it is kind of fun.
Yeah, so that of course, raises a good question. What are you going to do to celebrate today?
Yeah.
What are things you like people to do to celebrate your birthday?
Mm.
I know there are some people who don't, but I'm curious what you're going to do to celebrate. And
you know, I'm going to work, actually. I got radio and I've got sales. It did cross my mind, like maybe, I mean, the idea of like going to the Y or the idea of, as you and I talk, solitude and silence. I mean, I would like to get away and journal and think and kind of, it's a great time to take stock. But in terms of fun, I mean, you know, a lot of times our family likes to go out and celebrate. Last night, we actually, Elena ordered Papa John's pizza after being at the Ren Fair all day. So we had a party for her in because she turned 18 yesterday.
Yes, excellent. That's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
You have mostly adults now in the household.
Yeah, I'll tell you. Yeah, 5 18 to 23-year-olds.
Yeah, crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And so, I don't know, before you know it, it's done. So here's the thing, though, I thought I'd bring up later, because actually I'll talk to my stand-up comic pastor friend, Drew Freilich from Detroit. He turns 39 today. So he's same birthday, but 20 years younger. So I get to tell him what to look out for the next 20 years. But
sore back and bad lab results or something like that.
Yeah, I would say 58 was charming. It's like you start to feel like, this aging thing, you know? I mean... Yeah. Like, the energy's not... I'm just to warn you, Jason, you're 50. Like, the energy isn't the same, you know?
Right. Yeah.
But,
and I already feel my energy's low, so thanks for the warning.
Yeah, you go. But, like, what about, like, Facebook? I mean, we're both on Facebook, and so the standard fare is lots of people wish you happy birthday, and that's great. Yeah. And then it's almost like this... You see it all the time. You see it every day where somebody makes a general post and says thank you to everyone. And I've kind of, you know, I don't know, in a lot of ways I try to be different. And so I think some of the years in the past I've tried to actually put a like on all of those posts and maybe even respond to them so that I wasn't the person who gave just the general blanket, but I was kind of giving some kind of it. But then that gets a little wearisome too when it's more than 200, you know? So.
Right, it does. That does get to be a lot.
So.
Although it is nice to have at least the acknowledgement from those folks that you're turning another year older.
Right. No, it is. It is good. So they recognize. And if they say, but we're both words people, so if they say a little more, if they say, hey, we really appreciate this, that's kind of nice, you know?
You know, so one of the things I often do on my birthday is to invite people to share a memory of me, or to share a blessing, or to share something they find beautiful. Most people don't do that, but I really appreciate it when they do.
I like that idea. I mean, you say a memory, a blessing, or something in general in life that they find beautiful.
Yeah, so it could be a song, it could be a picture, that sort of thing. Some people will do all three, but you know I like the idea of, you know, either think of a way to bless me, you know, because I think that's something we're called to do, to bless one another.
You know, you and I had both been with Perry Polnasek, and he did the Man Club, and he was very good at having
good
a time of blessing, right? It was somebody's birthday, and you did kind of that. What's something you appreciate about this person?
Right.
Yeah. So, I don't know.
We need more of that in this world.
Is that weird if you post on Facebook and say, tell me something you appreciate? I mean, because you say a memory rather than what it seems like something you...
I think a memory, or, you know, I think even just I know Heather has named it in the past to say this may seem weird, but this is what I would like. And I think that's okay to say, this is something I think would bless my soul.
So you gave me a couple books on Saturday. Thank you. So I want to let's close it off this morning. Tell me why you gave those two books.
One of them was David Benner's The Gift of Being Yourself, which is a book I just love. I talk or think a lot about that idea of how does one become truly who they're created to be. And I think that's just a really good book that gets at that. The other one is, I can't remember the title of it, but it's a Parker Palmer book on connecting with society and those who may think differently than we do. It's a book about living in democracy, and I think it one is internal and one is external, and so those are the two that I chose to share with you.
Very good. We kind of give each other books for birthdays, right? So
yes, because we're both book people.
Jason, I love you, appreciate you,
I love you too.
No better way to start my birthday than talking to you on the radio. Thanks a lot.
All right, happy birthday.
All right, talk to you later. Thank you. We'll get back to Galatians 2 tomorrow. All right, I'm 59 today. Drew Fralick, the stand-up comic, author, counselor, pastor, is 39. So we share a birthday connection. Good morning.
Good morning, Mark. Reunited. And it feels so good.
I know. Peaches and herb back in the day. Tell you what, it's been way too long, and you've... happy birthday, by the way.
Thank you. Really appreciate that.
And we got to start there before we get to the joke, Jim, and what you've started at the Detroit Vineyard Church with you and your wife, the co-pastors. But, so what you can look for in your next 20 years is lessening of memory and slowing down, lessening of energy. I just enjoy 39 while you got it, friend.
Okay. All right. I'll hang in there. I was thinking, I should get one of those body cams that the police wear so that I can remember stuff later, just like rewind. I think my wife and I need body cams so that I, she tells me what time did you get home last night? I'm like 10:30. And she's like, let's check the body cam. Yeah. I don't necessarily believe it. That's good.
Those are among the better commercials in the last year. I don't even know what it was for, but right. It's just like, well, let's check the video. You kind of, somebody throws a flag down, like the replay flag, right?
Oh, yeah. Those videos, funny, yeah. And AI now, we got AI chips. I might get one of those implants, in the next 10 years.
Well, I mean, you never need to write a sermon again. You just plug in the topic to AI and there it is for you.
Right, exactly. I'll have a Hewlett Packard in my brain in 10 years. That'd be great.
Drew Fralick, have you done, gone to AI for jokes? How does that work?
No. So AI, I've checked it out. The jokes they write are not very good. The sermons are scarily good.
Huh.
You could put in, I want to... sermon on Hebrews chapter 3 with mental health references and Calvinist theology, and it'll go whoop and pop the whole thing out.
It's amazing.
So that's scary.
Yeah, that's scary.
Yeah, it's real scary. So, but I don't use it for sermons, no. But
it's interesting. So they can't do humor.
AI. Not yet. It's really clunky. The humor they do is 1950s, hey, folks, we're here at the Chuckle Hut. Really, real. It's real corny, So,
but some people,
it hasn't caught up yet.
I don't know how much in terms of the writer's strike going on. Some people felt I think one of, I haven't dug real deep into that, and I don't even know if it's they're still striking. But I mean, it's just the idea that people, the concern about AI, right? I mean, it's hey, this is the plot concept.
What they were doing is they would write a pilot and then submit it to the companies, the TV companies. And then the TV companies were saying basically, we can take what you gave us, use AI to touch it up a bit, and then essentially say it's ours.
Huh.
And they were like, whoa, you can't do that.
Right,
right. So, yeah, it's a crazy time.
It is a crazy time. And they talk about all the different careers that are going to be impacted by AI.
Yeah. I mean, you're safe. You can't have AI on the WIB Wake Up Show.
No. It's like occupational island. Which occupation can survive?
Yeah, you're not going to be out here go to mypillow.com. Next up, Jeremy Camp. Well, you know, like, that's not going to happen.
They
You're
can't.
Safe.
AI can't do humor and can't do radio. Hey, lastly, though, I called it the Detroit Vineyard Church. The name of the church you and your wife pastor in downtown Detroit is called?
Renaissance Vineyard Church.
See, yep. that's more beautiful than just Detroit Vineyard. And so...
Anything's more beautiful than Detroit, yeah.
You started the Joke Gym. So tell us about that in closing here.
Yeah, so me and a couple of other pastors and former pastors in the Detroit area, we started this thing called the Joke Gym. It's basically like a free comedy show every Wednesday night. And we have it's essentially a, like, venue space that is alcohol free so people can come hang out and just like have a good time, you know, with no drinks and clean comedy.
Huh.
And it's just a cool place to come hang out and meet people.
Yeah, all week long, but he's here right now, so we'll take him when we can get him. Caleb Swenson, good morning.
Well, happy birthday, Howell. 59 years.
Thank you, yeah.
Congratulations on a life well lived so far, and it's great to be able to spend at least a little time with your birthday. And I don't know if you want to open them here or off the air too, but I did bring you presents.
No,
and
I will
say this bag. My wife was like, I don't think we have any birthday bags. And I was like, I can find something.
Sure.
Well, this is a beautiful brown paper gift bag,
but it
says Joseph's Cheesecake on there.
Oh.
I did not go to Joseph's, but I did think of an ad for them like Christmas time. It's like, he went to Joseph's,
like
the Jared commercials. So, but anyway, Joseph's Cheesecake is not in there, but happy birthday. Here's what I got for you.
Yes, a portable clip-on reading light. Thank you.
Rechargeable as well, too. Now, it's one of the best-reviewed ones I could find, and it's supposed to not disturb someone that who is sharing your bed, and it's supposed to be like kind of a nice soft light that just illuminates your book.
Very thoughtful of you. I appreciate that. Yeah, you know, you kind of read till you doze. A lot of times, you know, I read aloud to my wife, right?
Yeah.
And so, boy, you're treating me here, a chocolate caramel trail mix. Thank you, Caleb. Yeah.
Yes. Now, here's the thing. I realized you mentioned the other day how much you love the M&M's and trail mix, and I didn't get a trail mix that had M&M's
That's
in
fine.
It.
No, no.
But hopefully you'll like this.
Absolutely. It's got the chocolate chips, and it's got the nuts in it, and very enjoyable for sure. And there are another bag of White Mountain trail mix.
You can never have too much trail mix.
We've both given each other trail mix over the years. And we got a t-shirt going on here, which is Kim's Convenience. Are you kidding me?
Yes.
Oh, the show that I liked so much and you liked it.
And you introduced me to it. So I thought, hey, that's our little bonding here is your Kim's Convenience t-shirt.
Fantastic. A 7 days a week Kim's Convenience. That is so cool. Thank you so much for that.
Happy birthday, brother.
All right, so how was your weekend? Tell me about it. If there's a particular highlight you'd like to share, 715-396-1670. We're open for jokes on a Make Us Laugh Monday. And it looks like Keith and Owen has one that we'll check out shortly. But weekend recap, typically what we do here, ahead of music from David Leonard and Josh Baldwin, their new tune Every Hour. My weekend included a good amount of soccer. Michael's on the Chippewa Valley Strikers, and he had a game Friday night. They were able to prevail 3-2, got out to a 3-0 lead. He had a couple of the goals, and so a 3-0 lead, but then a couple of penalty kicks made it 3-2, and so there was a lot of tenseness the last, I don't know, 5 to 7 minutes in terms of trying to keep the other side from the Wausau area from scoring. They were able to and get the win. And then another game, jumping ahead on the soccer theme, Sunday morning at 8. He had to be there by 7:15, so... But, again, at Soccer Park, beautiful out there. And the weather was kind of chilly and windy. Quite the contrast, as I've said a couple of times this morning from last week, when it was so hot and humid just a week earlier, right? But anyhow, they did prevail in that one, too, I think 3-1. I missed an early goal, but saw another one, and... the Strikers, the family, and the boys just from various schools, a lot of them Chippewa Falls, but Altoona, Eau Claire North, or Michael and his good buddy Kip are from. And so, unfortunately, Michael had to go to work at Woodman's, wasn't able to be with the guys, and they lost 2-0, the finale. The other big thing of the weekend, graduation parties. Congratulations to Brooklyn Albrecht, and also... congratulations going out to another graduate as well. from the Roth family. So happy birthday, happy graduation, I should say. Congratulations there. And pulled pork seems to be the item that you're finding at a lot of graduation parties these days. We've got a party coming up mid-July for Elena, who turned 18 yesterday, and we were able to celebrate her as a family last night over some Papa John's pizza. So that was kind of the weekend recap. Hope you had a great weekend as well. Weather bottom of the hour. David Leonard teaming up with Josh Baldwin right now on WIP. Alyssa Roth. It was escaping me there. Alyssa, congratulations. She's off to Beloit College. All right, you know, filling in for Caleb here on a Monday. Typically, he runs the board from 7 to 9, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. And one of the things I think is just occurring to me, I don't know what is the music he plays when we do the jokes, you know? It's this. I found it. I guessed it. Okay. We have it labeled as silly topics. That makes sense. All right. Well, typically, Caleb and I share three jokes apiece. And so one of my favorite comedians, I think Tim Hawkins is the funniest, all right? But beyond Tim Hawkins, Stephen Wright, I think, is very funny. And I love his jokes. And you can go to, like, best Stephen Wright jokes. He's not a Christian comedian. Okay, so just say that up front. But, I mean, I don't find it's fun. It's just, I like what Michael Jr. I'm a big fan of stand-up comics. I tried it back in the day and didn't get very far. So let that speak as it would. But anyhow, so we are going to share a couple of Stephen Wright jokes with you here this morning as well. But you guys are going to help fill in for Caleb, starting with Keith in Owen this morning.
Morning, Mark. Joke for you. There was this rich man, and he had become somewhat ill, and he had trying to figure out. Everybody always said, you can't take it with you, you know, and he's just like, I'm, you know, just trying to figure out a way to take it with him. So he come up with a plan. And he got a couple of big suitcases, and he loaded them up with cash, and he took and put them up in the attic of his house. So he told his wife about it and said, you know, what his plan was. He said, I figure that way when I die, as I go up through, I can just grab those suitcases. So, of course, the day finally came, and he passed away, and it was a couple of days after the funeral. The wife remembered him putting those suitcases upstairs. So she went up into the attic to look, and sure enough, they were still sitting there, and she looked at him. She goes, I knew he should have put those in the basement. Have a good day. Bye.
Thank you, Keith. Good stuff this morning on the listener line at 715-396-1670. When it comes to sharing Stephen Wright jokes, this first one I'm going to share is one that, you know, having seen one of his routines back in the day, I mean, it's like one of the ones I took away. And again, he just, the Michael Jr. comment, I don't know if I finished, where Michael Jr. said, there's six ways of looking at everything, and stand-up comics just kind of look at things differently. And they do. I heard Jerry Seinfeld say yesterday, he's like, since 1975, he's just been, you know, assessing everything, trying to say, you know, what's a funny angle on that? And so that's what Tim Hawkins said when he was here one of his two times. He's like, you just observe life, write it down, and share it. So anyhow, this is the Stephen Wright joke that stands out to me. It's just a short observation. He said, it's a small world, but I wouldn't want to paint it.
Oh, man.
Yeah, there you go. Anyhow, just kind of funny observations here on WWIB. Sherry, also to help us out here in Caleb's absence.
Good morning. A couple of jokes for Make Us Laugh Monday. What do you call it? What really is a tornado? That's Mother Nature doing a twist. How does a country boy attract a country girl? He attracts her.
Oh man!
You know, when I was young, I was always afraid of the dark. Now, when I'm older and I see my electric bill, I'm scared of lights. Enjoy the Monday. God bless.
Thank you, Sherry, stepping up with three jokes. So, we'll count. You covered Caleb's territory there. Here's a couple more from Stephen Wright this morning here before I get you back to music. And he says, I almost broke both my arms trying to hold open a revolving door for a woman. Yeah. Can we get any laughter? At least something polite, kind. Thank you. And finally, he says, yeah, I got a new dog. He's a paranoid retriever. He brings back everything because he's not sure what I threw him.
Okay, man.
There you go. I saw somebody who had, so we have a mini Aussie, and I saw somebody, I think he had a, Was it a full-blown Aussie? And he was playing catch with her with a Frisbee at the playground. And she's just throwing it out there, chasing it down, and catching the Frisbee. I think, is that the one? That was pretty impressive. All right, so kind of a birthday celebration going on here today, but I'm flying solo, so that's how that's working. Caleb had popped in, appreciate that. Dawson is actually in for Greg midday and hosting The Drive these days. He is your host Monday through Friday, as he shared those responsibilities the first 5 months of the year with JP, who has gone on to Maine in a summer camp for the summer. So anyhow, earlier, speaking of those mug shots, we just had a listener who had one taken, Jerome Jacobs from Knapp. Totally surprised me, because earlier this morning he had called, and then he left this message on our listener line at 715-396-1670.
Hi, Mark. I just wanted to say happy birthday. I did want to also say I intended to make this call before I heard you talking about it earlier. I just want to tell you what a blessing you've been to me all the years you've been on the radio. I can't even exactly say how many that is, but I did the lives you've touched and the way you've blessed people. You're just a great blessing to us, and we just love you so much. I wish you the best day today and God's best blessing in the years to come. Love you, brother. Love you most as a brother in Christ. Have a great day. God bless you. This is Jerome. Bye-bye.
Now, that was wonderful, and I thought that was it. And I think it was 4 years ago, I remember, for my birthday, turning 55, that Jerome, I mean, his carrot cakes are, I mean, his baking is just unbelievable. And so, lo and behold, shortly after 8 o'clock, who walks in but Jerome? Like, down 40 pounds, Jerome. There's less of him to hug and love, but he's there. And, hey, again, we're just, I'm remembering on my birthday today, C.S. Lewis's great quote, "You're not a body who happens to have a soul. You're a soul who happens to have a body." And so so Jerome has not one, but a box with two carrot cakes. And yes, the cream cheese frosting, that's a must have on that. And so totally surprised me. We got his mug shot as he got his wonderful WIB mug to enjoy the 50 years of broadcasting. And he's been there with us through so much of it. We're remembering his days as a volunteer with Mabel Louise back in the days. We sent out mailings monthly. I mean, it was so active. And so common in that time period. And then later we kind of shifted the way that was handled. And then he worked with us after the horrible tragedy in Sri Lanka, the tsunami in the day after Christmas, 2004. It led to, I don't know, I had this, you know, me and my big mouth. But I said, boy, you know, we got all these excess toys in America. Well, you know, we just had Christmas and here they have this devastation and death. What if we had a used toy sale? And so people turned out and Main Street Cafe had pies, and so my wife is like, what have you created? Because she's the organizer that I'm not. I had the big mouth and the idea, and yet Jerome was so, I mean, I just, this office that we're looking for office space for here, renters, I mean, it was just filled with bags and just toys. And I'm like, what do you do with these? We had to move them to what was the Quality Inn, and we raised $9,000 by God's grace, and it all went to World Vision to help the effort there in Sri Lanka. So anyhow, I've been good friends with Jerome ever since then, though he obviously was a listener since the privilege God gave me to start being an announcer here at WIB way back, yes, 1985 started. Dudley Donaldson trained me, and been here ever since. Well, I've been traveling this 59 trips around the sun, right? And the last almost 25 trips around with Peggy Halverson, who I'm calling on my birthday. Not to compel her, just I wanted to say, first of all, good morning.
Good morning.
And, you know, I guess I was just thinking that, I mean, after Jesus and salvation and the Holy Spirit as my comforter and guide and teacher, like you as my wife and dear friend has been the biggest blessing in my life. So thank you for that.
Aw. Mm-hmm. That's very sweet of you to say on your birthday.
Yeah. Yeah.
You are so good with words.
It was Jerome Jacobs surprised me showing up with two carrot cakes this morning with cream cheese frosting. Yeah, and he made two. He said one for the station and one for home. The only problem is I'm at the station and at home, so that's
and at home, perfect, perfect. And he knows your favorite kind too.
Yeah, he does. Yeah. So So there's that. And I guess he was remembering, you know, going back to remember that tsunami, Sri Lanka, the day after Christmas, 2004. And, you know, trying to remember the year. But he was just like, and I knew for you, you were like, wow. You kind of came in to help rescue it. And we raised $9,000 for World Vision. But, I mean, just he was just like, Peggy was very pregnant. I'm like, yes, with Elena, who just turned 18. So,
yes. Yes, I certainly was. That was not the best time for me to be heading up a fundraiser. But
No. But it was kind of, speaking of which, you'll be encouraged by this. Again, over the years, I mean, working at WIB, obviously Teamwork Africa. And so we've, you know, that was just kind of the warm up on other things. And going really through the radio station, but that great fit with Teamwork Africa, going, as we've said, north, south, east, west, looking to share wherever people would give us the opportunity about this ministry in West Africa. And there's a brat sale with people can order through Wednesday. And I just posted it on my personal Facebook page. I happen to have about 3,100 friends, but anyhow, we're really tight. And so Betty, I don't know if it's through there or what, but she said, hey, I'll see you on Sunday. I'm like, where? And she's like, I'm going to pick up my brats at Valley Brook in downtown Eau Claire. People getting on board. So people are doing this, whether it's through the Teamwork Africa post. I posted it. But maybe if you just want to give a quick word about that here.
Yes, we are really trying to help my dear friend, Ma Annie, in Liberia open up her own little primary school. And I've known Ma Annie for over a decade, and she loves kids so much. And she's just passionate about teaching them about Jesus. So she does little Bible school groups in her community, and it's just her dream to open up her own school, nursery through third grade. And right now she needs the roof on the building. And she's really hoping to be able to open up this fall. And we need $2,500 to help her finish that roof. And one idea for doing that is a brat sale. So you get to pick out 10 packs of brats, your choice, through the website and pick them up on Father's Day. After 11 o'clock, I think it is, behind Valley Brook in Eau Claire.
11:30 to 1:30.
Okay, thank you. If you are not, if you are not interested in buying brats or live too far away to pick them up, you can also participate by just donating through our website to help us raise the money for that roof. That would be really wonderful. Thank you so much.
Yeah. So again, you can learn more at Teamwork Africa Facebook page or on my I'm Facebook friends with a lot of you. Just Mark Halverson on Facebook. But again, the Teamwork Africa School Project. And basically, I ordered 10 different kinds. I mean, there's a lot of flavors. It's Stockyard Meats and Fairfax, Fairchild. I'd never heard of them, but apparently I've heard great reports about them. So that's great.
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to it because I've heard really good things about their brats, too.
All right, so we'll pick up the brats on Father's Day and look forward to grilling them as soon as we can. Lots of different flavors to choose from. So there we go. Well, thank you for being a blessing in my life and being the mother to our five kids. And we had a big celebration yesterday with Elena turning 18. So there we go.
That was a lot of fun. Well, right. Have a great birthday, honey.
Thanks.
And enjoy your carrot cake.
Appreciate it. All right. I'll be sharing. I need some help, people. I need some help. All right. Hey, we got some folks who are chiming in here on Make Us Laugh Monday as well. Cody's good for a joke or two sometimes. He says, why didn't anyone else say happy birthday to the owl? Because it didn't give a hoot. Get it? Owl didn't give a hoot.